Haskell, Street, Helena, California, March 29, 1908. Elder Haskell Box, 457, Oakland, California. Dear Brother Haskell, I have received your letter in which you speak of a plan for you to print and sell a large number of my book, Early Writings, brought out in a new style of binding. In the past, I have given my consent to your suggestions regarding this matter, but recently I have received such positive instruction regarding the necessity of unity that I dare not give my consent to your proposition. The Lord would have every movement made by you or by me such that it will inspire confidence in us as being led by the Lord. I should be sorry to see you do anything that would tend to lessen your influence as a wise counselor. As missionary workers, we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We must seek to follow the example set by our Savior in his ministry of love. We must manifest the wisdom of the serpent and the harmlessness of the dove. May God help us that we may be a blessing to his people. I would not wish to handle my books, nor to see you handle your books, in a manner that would seem to throw discredit upon the publishing houses. We must manifest wisdom in this matter. To carry out the plans you suggest would, to many, seem that we were taking advantage of circumstances to benefit ourselves. In your office as president of this conference, the Lord would have you do everything possible to bring about a spirit of unity. Let the idea of unity be the keynote of all your actions. This instruction has been given me for you, that not one move must be made that will create feelings of discord. Let every effort possible be made to harmonize with your brethren. This has been deeply impressed upon my mind by representations that the Lord has given me. You are standing in a position of influence, and there are some who, should they find occasion, would say that I made a mistake in advising the change in the administration of the California Conference. Let your whole influence be cast to create a spirit of unity with the men who are carrying responsibilities in the publishing work. Then your words will have more influence. You and I are being watched very critically. If we were to carry out plans that would create dissension, this might result in the loss of souls. Do not forget that many are watching to see some moves made that would seem to vindicate the wrong moves that have been made in this conference during the last few years. Let us labor earnestly to convince men that Christ came to our world to place man on vantage ground, that he might become a partaker of the divine nature. The Lord would be pleased for you to modify your plans regarding the selling of books at low prices, lest you lead some to feel that our publishing houses were charging exorbitantly for their labor. In your position of trust as president of the California Conference, you should take especial heed lest you give occasion for your self-sacrificing efforts to be regarded as a reflection upon the men connected with our offices of publication. You are to come as close as possible to our leading brethren. It would be a great mistake to follow methods in the publication and sale of your books that would injure your influence. Therefore, I say that it would not be wise, my brother, to carry out plans that seem to some to be contrary to fair dealing in the sale of our books. Therefore, I cannot give my consent to have any of my books handled at the present time in the way you suggest. It would make upon the minds of some of our brethren an impression that would not be desirable. Even though the whole $30,000 of my indebtedness might be settled in the manner you propose, yet I could not give my consent.